happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus was, when my Jesus was, when my Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, what a happy day, oh happy day, oh happy day. He washed my sins away.
I am no ways tired, and I say thank you, Lord. And you know why I say thank you? God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. So welcome to We Are Family Prayer Line. And I would apologize for my excitement, but I can't, because God is just that good. Amen? Amen for me. And that the Holy Spirit has just put in me a focus for us to understand fasting. One of the things that I want to share with you to help us understand fasting is that, again, Matthew 9:15, and Jesus said to them, can the friends, this is referring to the disciples, of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom, and Jesus is the bridegroom, will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Family, we are the disciples as well. And my assignment from the Holy Spirit is to just plant the seed of encouragement for you to experience the power of fasting and prayer. This may be an introduction to fasting for some, or a confirmation to fast for others. The truth is, all believers can experience the power of fasting and prayer. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us together for prayer. Lord, the world needs prayer. Our country needs prayer. Our extended families need prayer. Our homes need prayer. So I pray your word for your people who are called by your name, humbling myself and craving that you, Lord, that we may seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways, so that Abba, Father, will hear us from heaven and forgive us from our sins and heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I surrender myself to you, Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Family, fasting and praying transforms us because we yield to the Holy Spirit. The truth is, brothers and sisters, we don't want to be obligated to our old sinful nature to do what it begs us to do. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to crush it and its evil deeds, so we shall live. That's what Romans 8:12-13 tells us. So how do we succeed? Well, we succeed in the Holy Spirit. That's what fasting and prayer accomplishes. That's even the process, by putting our body into obedience. When Jesus explained to his disciples who couldn't cast out the demon in the little boy in Matthew 17:14-21, Jesus said in Matthew 17:21, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. We know our flesh doesn't like to give up anything, but we also know our spiritual walk be strengthened when we don't pay attention to our flesh and that we don't obey it, but we choose to obey the Holy Spirit. And in fasting and prayer, we are in God's presence, and this enables us to do God's will. I really enjoyed Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9. And I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. And this scripture is the Lord telling us the right kind of fast that he wants. And it reads, "This is the kind of fast I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debt. What I'm interested in seeing you do is," and family, this is my sidebar note, "because fasting develops us to do God's will. Because God's will requires us to yield to the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And we don't have time for our flesh to be acting up when God has called us to do something." Amen. Because the scripture continues to tell us of what's in his will. Sharing your food with the hungry. Inviting the homeless poor into your homes. Putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad. Being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on. And your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray," hallelujah, this is what it's about, "God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, here I am." That's the power of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. So are you ready for this? Amen from me. Because I start with sharing with you about fasting as given to me and shared with me by Miles Monroe via YouTube. And the first thing I want to tell you is that if you have medical conditions that prevent you from fasting, then you can perhaps do the Daniel fast. And we find information on that in Daniel chapter 10, verse 3. I hope you make a note of that. And it reads, "I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." Family, this is the 21-day fast that many churches do, and they do that at the beginning of the year, and some churches even do it a few times. But what I like about Miles Monroe, and you can look this up on YouTube, and it's called The Four Keys to Fast Effectively, provided by Dr. Miles Monroe. And the first thing you want to know is when you fast, you're committing yourself to the fast. So set your purpose for the fast and ask the Holy Spirit, "What is it that you want me to do?" And this will allow you to be dedicated to run on to accomplish it. Because family, anytime you fast, it's a time of consecration, meaning you are declaring to dedicate yourself to what you have promised unto God. Fasting for a time period, perhaps it's within a day. Some people don't do anything from like to eat after 6 a.m. or you just, it's what you decide. Or maybe it's for a full day. Or 3 days. Miles Monroe bases his information for a fast of 7 days, or 14 days, or 21 days. Don't get scared. Because during this fast, and this is the key point too, drink plenty of water, at least 8 glasses per day. Because during fasting, your body is getting rid of a lot of junk and poisons that our body is holding on to. The water will cleanse you, and you are literally flushing your system. When I understood this, it's a hallelujah, because not only is fasting getting us closer to the Lord, but look at the health benefits that it provides. That's hallelujah. And Miles Monroe says that you may drink herbal tea or cranberry juice or apple juice are good cleansers. And the cranberry juice or apple juice provides natural vitamins to help your body build itself. Now, I only drink water, but Dr. Miles Monroe, again, is talking about a 7-day fast or a 14-day fast or 21 days. And his guidelines or recommendations is for us to remember that your body is disrupting its habits. And the flesh doesn't like that. It wants to be in control. But don't give in to your flesh. Hallelujah. That's where the prayer comes in. That's where reading scriptures come in to strengthen you through this time period. And this video even provided helpful medical information on why fasting is healthy, since it does flush your system. And if you want to check that out, it even talked about the lining of your stomach. I mean, just check, you can check it out. I thought it was very interesting and really informative and empowering. And again, that's Four Keys to Fast Effectively by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I like what he said. Don't let the devil tell you you're dying. And I give that an amen, because when I fasted for 3 days, I didn't do anything but drinking water. And I was good up until the fourth day, and I did think I was dying. And I said, oh, let me get something to eat. But now that I know that when you do a fast for that period of time, and I plan to use the herbal teas, that's what I think my body was a marvelous experience. And it did totally flush everything out. And even with 1 day fast, your body will tell you to eat. But that's where we pray, where we read scripture, because we have to realize that our body really releases gases. When it's time to eat, it knows our schedule, our routine, and that's the time to get a drink of water. You know, so as you fast, realize that you're readjusting your body and you're putting it under subjection to you and the Holy Spirit. That's key, under subjection to the Holy Spirit. Because when you fast, you are breaking a mental habit. So be free from your body telling you what to do and follow the Holy Spirit instead. And keep the water flowing. And the fourth key is no juices, okay? Nothing like orange juice or pineapple juice or juices that have acids, because our body is already releasing stomach acids. So you don't want to do that. So experience the power of fasting and prayer. And it begins with the acceptance of Jesus Christ. So many people do cleansings for weight. This fasting is for prayer and to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit. And so if you want to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit, then you want Jesus as your Savior, and you want to repent. So pray in agreement to the prayer of repentance. Help me, Lord. I admit I am a sinner, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross and was resurrected so that I wouldn't have to die. I confess Christ as my Savior. Please dwell in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, if you said that prayer. And welcome to the family. And just like that, Romans 8:9 tells you that the Spirit of God now dwells in you. So read your Bible and join a Bible reading and believing church to grow spiritually. Hallelujah. And so, family, let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for life and life abundantly that we have through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace that allows us to experience the power of fasting and prayer. Lord, we pray to be in your presence to worship you. Lead us individually, Holy Spirit, on how to fast, when to fast. We submit to you, Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, because the world needs prayer. And dear Lord, we pray that you deliver Ukraine. Lord, we pray that the nonsense in government, we know that it's nothing but greed and it's lies and untruthfulness that we see. Lord, your grace and your mercy to be with the Ukrainians. Stop also, Lord, the unnecessary killing in Jerusalem. Protect the Palestinians. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Holy Spirit, let the believers throughout the world fast and pray, because it can make a difference. It will make a difference, because it's when we fast and pray, the kind of fast that breaks the chains of injustice, that rids the exploitation in the workplace, that frees the oppressed, that cancels debts, especially student loan debts. Lord, it's just a shame the way that our children who want to do better come out owing this astronomical amount of money from the beginning. So Holy Spirit, open our eyes, open the eyes of the lost, the tricked, and the ones that are just lying. Let those lies come into the light, Lord, and the truth reveal their greediness. So Lord, we pray that you bless our homes with unity and peace. Lord, we pray that you minister to those who are sick, dear God, and minister to those who are grieving. May they have comfort, dear Lord. Lord, help us to know that we are the revival. Call those as though they are in heaven. We have the keys of the kingdom, Lord. Let us start to use what you have given us. Your word tells us that you have provided us everything that we need. And so, Lord, we loose love and bind destruction. We loose mercy and bind greediness. Lord, we loose grace, mercy, and deliverance, Lord, for people are in need to come closer to you. Lord, let us know that your word is truth, and that we can walk in that truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And so, family, thank you so much. Start with Aunt Sue, because we love you, Aunt Sue, and we thank God for you. So we can hear you.
Bless God. We are all here meeting again. Didn't have to be. It's his grace and mercy that we lean on, that we depend on, and that we call on. And we are going to fast, and we are going to pray.
Yes.
And anything we want, we ask the Lord for it.
Yes.
So if we want to fast, Lord, show me. Tell me. There's nothing that he won't reveal to you how to do, what to do, and when to do it. All you have to do is call on it. All we have to do is call, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we will be doing that in Jesus' name. Love you, family.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Aunt Sue. To God be the glory. And thank you again, family. And I love you, and God bless.